Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 18th, and the whole week ahead. Well, the new moon in Scorpio is good for you as a Virgo because it means a change in your surroundings. And perhaps more importantly, your everyday life begins to alter and your routines change. And if they don't, then that is what you want. Because the next 2 weeks, if you're feeling bored or stuck in a rut, then you need to break out from what you're doing. And now's the time to try something new. Here's your Sunday stars. Be particularly careful with this Mars square Pluto when it comes to money and when it comes to cash and anything to do with your material world. There's difficulties here, and I think difficulties will only be a problem if you are dealing with wrong-uns, with bad people, with ruthless people. And that's why I'm going to say to you now, if you've not done anything financial with people who are more criminal than they are good, then you're going to be fine. Otherwise, you're going to need to take some advice. And here's your Monday stars. Well, the moon is in Sagittarius, and that means there's a lot of things happening in home and family affairs, and it's good. Whether you need to throw a party, a bit of a do, it could be a Christmas thing, Thanksgiving, it could be New Year. But bringing the family together would be a very good thing. Now, if you can't bring them to your place, then you go to them. But this is a very strong family feel to these stars, and you need to be in the bosom of those you love at the moment. And here's your Tuesday stars. Venus and Pluto beautifully linked towards one another means that you can get on with all kinds of people. But there's a passion here. Now, it's either a passion for something you believe in and you get involved in a crusade or a campaign, and you are willing to fight for the rights of those things or those people that you believe in. Or it means that you decide to do something and change your life and nothing is going to stop you. There's a strong fated feel here that your destiny is changing. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the sun's going to move into Sagittarius, and over the next 4 weeks, this puts a real emphasis on where you're living, who you're living with, as well as home and family affairs per se. So if you want to make changes or decorate where you're living, if you want to do something in the home, throw a party or some kind of celebration, with the sun in Sagittarius, it certainly means between now and the new year, something's going to happen where you'll need to raise a glass or two. And here's your Thursday stars. Put the moon and Uranus together in a challenging little aspect, and it just means you need to calm down. And if you're as cool as a cucumber, is somebody around you? Possibly not. There's difficulties with this aspect simply because something small could be the last straw that broke the camel's back. And if you're at the end of your tether, then this can mean a row or a difficulty with someone who you would normally trust, but do you now? And here's your Friday stars. The moon in Aquarius linked to the sun is lovely. What it's good for more than anything is just to enjoy certain things, the nitty-gritty, the simple things of life. Maybe you're going to work from home more, or you're going to do work on the home, or this could be a new opening on a business or work venture. Either way, there's something quite creative about these stars, but you don't want to be too far away from the people you know or the familiar routine.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.